Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline is Republican contender Curtis Sliwa. Curtis, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Curtis, you took on Eric Adams last night for meeting with gang leaders. Is there any benefit, though, in doing that in an effort to try to curb gang violence?
Number one, he said gang leaders with bodies. Those are gang leaders who have killed. We're not talking about average, everyday gang leaders or gang members. These are killers. Now, he did this, and yet he has not met with any of the police unions that he claims he is going to be supporting when he becomes mayor to take back the city. It sends out a very, very bad example that he is going to incorporate gang members into his strategy for public safety. I would ask Eric Adams, where has that ever worked before? In cities that I have guardian angels, they've tried that with disastrous effects. Los Angeles, Chicago, Baltimore, Washington. Why would he suddenly incorporate gang leaders who have killed into an overall public safety strategy? It's doomed to fail. And I need to know from him, and so does the public, which gangs, which gang leaders, under what situations and conditions did he meet with him, and he won't answer those questions.
Democratic mayoral candidate Eric Adams. Eric, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Great to be on.
I want to talk to you about the debate last night and Curtis Sliwa. He was on our air earlier today, and he had this to say. Take a quick listen about gangs.
And I need to know from him, and so does the public, which gangs, which gang leaders, under what situations and conditions did he meet with him, and he won't answer those questions.
He says you've been negotiating with them. Will you name those people?
Well, first, there's not a negotiation taking place. People hear the term that I use all the time, intervention and prevention. And it's about going after dangerous gangs in our city, but it's also about sitting down, getting people out of gang behavior. You don't talk and publicly release names of organizations or groups when you're trying to get them to change their behavior. I know what I'm doing in this area. Curtis does not know anything about dealing with ending violence in this manner, and I'm going to make sure my city is safe.
Eric Adams has been declared the winner with landslides in every borough except Staten Island. Let's get more on the reaction from Adams' headquarters in Brooklyn from our Juliet Papa.
Sonia, passionate, emotional, enthusiastic. Eric Adams with a message of unity and possibility.
This is our moment as a city. And I tell you something. In 4 years, this city is never going to be the same. Never going to be the same. Once we move forward, we will never go back.
He wants big business to participate. He wants to provide opportunity. And he referenced his talk with gang members, a conversation which garnered some criticism during the campaign.
But let's be clear here. As I talk to my gang members, January 1st, the conversation stops. You won't shoot up my city. You won't stab young people in school. You won't sell drugs and guns on my street.
Adams says he is energized by the people of New York City, and by all senses here, the party is still going on, so he's going to have a lot of energy from this day forward. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, reporting live at the Victory Party at Eric Adams' headquarters in Brooklyn.
And before Adams' energetic victory speech that you heard live here on 1010 Winds, we heard Curtis Sliwa conceding, congratulating Adams and saying he wants to help him, vowing to remain a voice in the city's politics as the city rebuilds from the pandemic and begins the next chapter. After 8 years of the Bill de Blasio administration, our Roger Stern covering Sliwa's headquarters tonight.
Curtis Sliwa began his concession speech just 40 minutes after the polls closed. Sliwa finding the Democratic enrollment edge too steep to overcome.
So even though I couldn't reach Eric Adams on the telephone, I pledge him my support, I concede publicly, and it's time for New York City to move in a new direction. We are going to improve. We're not going to move.
Sliwa, a radio talk show host by profession, was able to find the issues that would resonate with supporters like David Rem.
Every single issue, Curtis Sliwa is on point.
Sliwa pushed for more cops, kidless animal shelters, and opposed vaccine mandates, but in the end, it wasn't enough. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Midtown.